Some of baseball's traditions date to the early part of the 20th century. Some of these have come from strange sources, too, like stretching in the home half of the seventh inning and singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Today's seventh inning stretch is brought to you by a fat man and a non-fan. Perhaps it's disrespectful to say that William Howard Taft, the 27th President of the United States, was fat. Maybe exceptionally large would be better. He stood 6 feet tall and weighed more than 300 pounds. You get the idea. Well, it was Taft who began the tradition of the president throwing out the first ball of the baseball season. He let the pitch fly in 1910 before Walter Johnson and the Senators took on the Athletics. As the story goes, Taft was getting a bit cramped along about the seventh inning, so before the Senators came up to bat, he stood up and took a good stretch. The fans around him also stood up, out of respect. And pretty soon, everyone in the park was up, and thus, the seventh inning stretch began. At least Taft was a fan. The guy who wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game wouldn't go to one unless he was bound and dragged. His name was Jack Norworth, and he was a popular singer and vaudeville performer around the turn of the century. Though Norworth was no baseball fan, he was an opportunist. He couldn't help but notice how popular the sport was becoming, so he decided to incorporate a baseball song into his act. One night in 1906, with some reluctance, he did just that. As it turned out, the song was a smashing success. The audience cheered so loudly that Norworth had to sing several encores before he could go on with the show. Soon, all America was singing. Believe it or not, this simple tune became the most popular song in the country. Baseball soon adopted it as its theme song, and the rest is history. Ironically, Norworth had never even seen a ball game when he wrote the song. In fact, he did not attend a major league game until 1940, 34 years after he wrote the song. So when the seventh inning comes around today, assuming you're not driving your car down the highway, take a stretch for President Taft and sing the song for Jack Norworth. Or better yet, sing it for yourself.